Hare Krishna, Japa Book, Chapter 13, the eighth key, Namasraya. Namasraya literally means finding shelter at the feet of the holy name. We are servants who need the shelter of our masters, especially of Nama Prabhu. If we actually wish to offer seva, we must become humble and then seek shelter. Steadily and fully taking shelter of Krishna is the Nishta platform. There's no way to circumvent it if we wish to reach the higher stages of bhakti. Fortunately, the universe cooperates with the endeavor to become humble and seek shelter. Just try to do anything in this world and you will discover this truth for yourself. But few of us willingly choose humility, which is so bitter to the false ego. Still, humility is a reflection of the true self. We are not only servants, but insignificant servants, eternally. If we accept the truth that this is all we can ever be, and then take shelter of Krishna, regardless of how dirty our consciousness is, we can consider ourselves on the devotional path. A devotee who has attained Nishta is worthy of all respect. In Harinam Chintamani, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes the devotional quality that supersedes the other 25, Krishnaika Sharana, the quality of having taken shelter of Krishna. Those who see Krishna as their only refuge, even if they possess none of the other devotional qualities, are Vaishnavas. We should be careful not to offend such persons. Bhaktivinoda Thakur discusses Namasraya in his song, describing the third verse of Shikshastika. Note what the Thakur concludes in the last verse about attaining the attributes required to chant Krishna's name. Shikshastika, song 3. If your mind is always absorbed in chanting the glories of Lord Krishna with great care, then by that process of Sri Krishna Kirtana, you will attain transcendental qualification. You should give up all false pride and always consider yourself to be worthless, destitute, and lower and more humble than a blade of grass. You should practice forgiveness like that of a tree, and giving up violence towards other living beings, you should protect and maintain them. In the course of passing your life, you should never give anxiety to others, but rather do good to them while forgetting about your own happiness. When one has thus become a great soul, possessing all good qualities, one should abandon all desire for fame and honor and make one's heart humble. Knowing that Lord Krishna resides within all living creatures, one should, with great respect, consistently show honor to all beings. By possessing these four qualities, humility, mercifulness, respect towards others, and the renunciation of desires for prestige, one becomes virtuous. In such a state, you may sing the glories of the Supreme Lord. Weeping, Bhaktivinoda submits his prayer at the lotus feet of the Lord. O Lord, when will you give me the qualification for possessing attributes such as this, as these? He also discusses Namashraya in a Gitavali song. Jivana nitya janah sa tahe nana vida viparabha namasraya kori jatana tumi takaha appanakali. You should understand this essential fact. Life is temporary and filled with various kinds of misery. Gitavali, song 1, verse 6. And what should we do about this inescapable truth? Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, carefully take shelter of the holy name and remain always engaged in his service as your eternal occupation. Jivera kalyana sadhanakam jagate ashiye madhuranam avidyatimira tappana rupe vidga gane biraje. Desiring to shower benedictions upon all living beings, entities, this sweet name of Krishna has descended to this material universe and shines like the sun in the sky of the heart destroying the darkness of ignorance. Krishna nama sudakoriya pan jurao bhakti vananoda pran nama bina kichu nahi karo chauda bhuvanamaje. Without the holy name, there is nothing within the 14 worlds. Drink the pure nectar of the holy name of Krishna, and thus satisfy the soul of Bhaktivinoda. There's obviously a difference between chanting mechanically, unconscious of our position or need in relationship to Krishna, and the sincere chanting that comes when we chant with humility, taking shelter of the holy names. As soon as we feel we have no capacity and that our only hope is the holy name, we will find ourselves approaching full dependence on Krishna and surrendering ourselves to his name. Namashraya awards us the sense of belonging to Krishna, of being his. Namashraya is called both Sharanagati and Nishta, the position of surrendered firm faith and steadiness. Nishta is naturally followed by ruchi, taste. Of course, such consciousness cannot be forced, like humility. Surrender is not an artificial or intellectual adjustment. It is attained only when we realize that we have no shelter and therefore no hope other than Krishna Nam. Hare Krishna. That's the end of chapter 13 of the Japa book. Not the end. It's the end of the first part. And then, Krishna willing, we'll soon follow it with the second part of chapter 13. Hare Krishna.